Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Duke of Small Business. Glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Jim Cantarucci is here. Jim, I need your website, please.
JimCantarucci.com and then also constituenthub.com. And Jim, we talk about unity. I've actually got a video program that people can go to no cost and learn more about what we're talking about as far as
we like no cost. So they can get. Where do they go to get that?
It's constituenthub.com/influence, and I'll send you the link so that it can be in the show notes.
We'll put it up there. Yeah, that, absolutely. And folks, Jim's book is called Personal Brilliance and that Constituent Hub. We helped him launch that over the years on the show. Hey, Jim, we're talking about unity. We're talking about how to build unity. People show up. You know, you got 10 people working for you. They all show up at, 8 o'clock in the morning, or they work a shift or whatever they're doing. They're all individuals, and if you leave the unity to chance, it's like leaving your culture to chance. Something will happen, a dynamic will emerge, but it might not be the one you want. And even if it does turn out to be positive, it was an accident if you didn't have some kind of understanding of it. And dumb luck is not a good business model, is it, Jim?
No, leadership is a proactive sport. You have to be engaged and involved and anticipatory, right? We have to be thinking about how this is going to work. And you're right, in a vacuum, you just don't know what's going to grow and what's going to develop. And so you have to be involved as a leader. That's a very important part. And that's why when we talk about unity, we want to understand the groups that exist. There are some natural groups that start to form. We need to understand that. We even need to understand those groups coming from outside our organization. So if a team member is part of a political party, if it's part of a particular church group, if it's part of a dynamic of a particular geography, a city, a town, we need to understand what that is, because that then melds into the culture of our company as well. We're not an island. We have to be aware of what those different groups are and then influence the groups we create within our umbrella of our company. That's the important part, and we need to be able to influence those and set the tone of how that works. What's acceptable, what's not acceptable, et cetera.
One of the things that I'm trying to forecast a little bit, Jim, and get people to think about is how do we do these things that we're talking about, whether it be creating a unified team, whether it be the culture, whatever, however we're leveraging our leadership. How do we do all that with a remote workforce? We're increasingly, I don't know what your thoughts are, Jim, but I don't think we're going to be 100% remote. I think a lot of people who are remote now who think they're going to continue to be, I think they will probably not be a year from now. But there's no question a year from now, 3 years from now, there are going to be more people working remotely than ever before. This pandemic has accelerated that trend from 5 years out to tomorrow. However, so if that's the case, what's that going to do to unity? What's that going to do to culture? How is that going to stress the leveraging of your leadership? What do you think?
Well, I think that we're social beings and we need that hive we come to, which is the office, the plant, our workplace. And if we don't have that because we're working remotely, how do we replace that? That's where I think we can focus. Mm-hmm. And so I think that one of the key things to build unity is what I call co-creation, meaning you and I build something together. And so we may need to be a little bit extra or more conscious of creating these situations where we need something built. I want you, Jim, to work with Joe on creating a better way to do customer service when this happens. I might hope that happens in the normal course of work, you know, yesterday. Today, I want to actually force that issue. I want to start a little project where you and Joe are working together. Mm-hmm. Because you're both working remotely in a different location, now I'm forcing you to figure out how to get together. Now, you might be doing it over Zoom, right? But mm-hmm. at least I'm creating that situation where you're creating, and that builds an affinity. You two become a group because you're working on this. And now you've got
ownership.
Your coworkers. Yeah, you're owning it, you're selling it, you're creating buy-in, you're creating a new group that uses this new technique. You see how the dynamic starts to work. And we're perhaps having to force that as where if we were all in the same building, those kinds of things would start to happen naturally. We may have to force that and do that intentionally in this scenario that we're in right now. So that's the big difference, I think. And people building things together, we form a bond. There's no doubt about it. We don't need a T-shirt to do that. But the work is what's important there. Don't forget about the actual work we do. That's the key.
I'm gonna predict that the leadership of America's companies is going to require a whole new dynamic of thinking, and a whole new way of thinking, a broader way of thinking. Going forward, very last thoughts, Jim. Just a few seconds.
Yeah, let's get creative. Pay attention to what's happening around us and utilize it for great leadership.
Yeah.
We have to step up at this point.
JimCantarucci.com, 2 CCs before the I on the end there. Hey, Jim, good job. Today. Come back soon.
Will do. Thank you, Jim, for having me.
We'll see you next time.
Always,
Jim Cantarucci, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.